Hello friends, today in our discussion we will focus on the role which IT plays in logistics, distribution and supply chain management. Now, to be very honest about it, the role that it plays in effective logistics management, effective supply chain management is huge. It has a very palpable impact in the final efficiency of an organization's supply chain. If the IT systems, if the IT hardware and the software, which is in most good companies ERPs today, is not good, then the logistics management and the supply chain management will have a much tougher time to deliver what it is expected to deliver. On the other hand, if the systems are good, if the ERP is good, if the hardware, the connectivity and other issues are absolutely well handled, then it will help the same set of people to do much better, other conditions remaining the same. So, it's very important that we understand the role that IT plays in effective logistics and distribution management. The use of information technology is considered a prerequisite for effective control of today's complex supply chain. The role is even more important today because we have studied in our earlier discussions that for most multinational organizations who are operating in various countries, visibility of information, quick flow of information is very important to take decisions. You need to know what is lying where, what is expiring when, etc. And geographical location is absolutely secondary today. As long as you are connected to the organization's network, you can access anything. You can sit in India and find out what's there in Russia, vice versa. So, geographical boundaries are broken through effective IT. Transaction processing stands for the use of IT for increasing the efficiency of repetitive information exchanges between supply chain partners. Supply chain planning and collaboration represents the use of IT for sharing planning related information such as demand forecasts and other demand information, inventory and other capacity information. Now, for effective logistics management, planning is very, very important. Now, for planning, it's a very complex process. You have sales forecasts, the demand planners do the demand planning, then the site planners do the production scheduling, etc. And this is the backbone of good material availability and supply. You have the bills of material which breaks down the components of a plan, and then from that the purchase requisitions flow from which the procurement people understand what quantity of what raw material is needed at which point in time. So, like transaction processing, which is more to do with your invoicing, etc., supply chain planning and collaboration is also very, very important because that actually tells the manufacturing team, then through the planning team, that what to make, when to make, in what quantity to make. Also, the upward and downward linkages of the supply chain are also connected through effective planning. Order tracking and delivery coordination refers to the monitoring of individual orders or shipments which may consist of components or final products with the aim of coordinating their delivery or conveying timely information of their location. This tracking is very, very important as to when an order is invoiced, what are the shipment details, when it is supposed to reach the customer. Now, how IT has optimized supply chain? You can see that we are using IT in transaction processing, in planning, order tracking. Now, in transaction processing, the reasons or the main drivers for using it is reduction of costs, volume of transactions, speeding up of information transfer, and elimination of human errors. The more you keep on doing things in Excel and other manual formats, the more the chances of error in your day-to-day operations and in your long-term planning. The more you use IT to do such things, the better it is for the organization at the end of the day. Supply chain planning, unpredictable and logistically demanding environment, so you need to be able to supply unplanned orders, abnormal demands, etc. You can only do that when you plan correctly, when you maintain your inventory correctly, you have reorder levels defined, you have safety stocks, etc. Order tracking and delivery coordination, project orientation of the business, in transit delivery, consolidation. Now, IT plays an instrumental role in bringing together multiple technologies and integrating them to optimize various scenarios in supply chain management. When, for example, RFID is used with IT, the combination promises to enable an automatic collection of supply chain data for optimization processes. So, RFID, suppose you are using it at any stock location where you are automatically your material is recorded when it moves in or moves out, etc. So, when that data talks to your ERP, then you get much better information, much quicker information of material handling, for example. This combination makes it possible to implement a finely grained and immediate collection of data, which in turn enables more detailed and precise analysis on the business intelligence side. So, for example, a company which uses SAP today, SAP is the world's best running ERP today. When they are using SAP today, then along with the normal SAP modules, they can also use the business information warehouse, which has the innate ability to get information from the SAP server and then frame it according to the desired formats which the organization needs. When you use APO, Advanced Planner and Optimizer, in conjunction with your SAP R3 modules, then you get a much better planning and scheduling that you can normally get. However, it depends on the size of the organization and the utility that an organization will get out of these modules. Not all organizations will get the value addition by using such high-end modules. Each organization has to take a practical call as to what is the level of detail, how much, you know, more they need to go inside the ERP to churn or to get out the best benefits. Benefits of a combination of IT, RFID, BI on the manufacturer side leads to efficiency gains within the production environment, especially if an organization is using things like Lean Six Sigma operations. The use of good systems is absolutely must to get benefits out of it. Overall, the results indicate that it has a powerful business potential that goes well and truly beyond incremental operational improvement. So, not only does it lead to business improvisation, it has a twofold impact. Good IT systems, it leads to seamless operations, better customer service, and also the second part, at the end of a particular year or a few years after you implement things like ERP, you get lot of monetary benefits coming out of the implementation. Supply chain integration by third party logistics providers through advanced information technology setup. Companies need a state of the art 3PL provider with a wealth of IT deployment experience to achieve optimal information flow to efficiently integrate the supply chain. So, when you are choosing a 3PL, you might get a 3PL or choose a 3PL who has even better IT systems, better ERP packages modified to the logistics background to help your organization. It might be reverse also. You might find a 3PL which is not up to the mark in terms of IT systems, and it's your call. You would definitely prefer somebody who has better systems which can integrate with your system and then finally give a productive output. Reasons why it's required: higher level of integration achieved by 3PL providers. 3PL providers seek longer term relationships. They offer advanced IT systems, and 3PL providers offer broader global coverage. Now, inter-organizational information systems. An IOIS is an integrated data processing data communication system utilized by two or more separate organizations. These organizations may have pre-existing business relationship. The development of an IOIS for the supply chain has a distinct advantage in terms of cost reductions. Now, there are three key drivers of cost which can be eliminated by collaborative working: transactional costs, process costs and uncertainty costs. Now, what are the transactional costs that we are talking about? These are the costs of placing orders, progress, the chasing of raising invoices, confirmation of delivery, handling queries, and all the myriad of other activities that are involved when companies do business with one another. So all the PO, the processing order, checking for credit, release of credit limits, invoicing, getting the transportation documents, everything. Process costs, these are costs which arise because the suppliers' processes do not always align with those of their customers. Thirdly, uncertainty costs. These costs arise because there is often a lack of confidence in forecasts and lack of knowledge about the customer's precise requirements. Hence, buffers of inventory are created at the interfaces between supply chain entities. The key to reducing these unnecessary buffers of inventory is a clearly improved supplier-customer communication. Now, if you do not have good supplier and customer interaction, then what happens is both the parties lose. The buyer loses because the supplier is not able to provide material on time. You get an order, then they start looking for the raw material. Why? Because perhaps the forecast, the purchaser or the buyer did not inform the producer as to how much he requires in which month, etc. There might be other reasons also. So all these can be negated to a great extent if there is proper communication between these two entities. The strategy, structure, process, performance. Chandler 1962 asserted that a company's strategy directs the industries and markets in which it competes, while company structure determines how successfully it can carry out its intended strategy. Rumelt expanded on Chandler's research framework by connecting strategy and structure finally to economic performance. Internal resources as technological skills, information technology can reap a large performance impact. The cumulative result of this research stream is a comprehensive framework that calls for assessing the relationship between the firm's components of strategy, structure, process, and performance. Now, all this boils down finally, all the efforts that one puts in logistics and supply chain is finally directed towards better customer satisfaction. So we also need to know how the advanced IT impacts customer satisfaction. Adoption of advanced information technology will lead to increased customer satisfaction if an organization has customer focused strategy. Now, do not mistake one thing here. You might get the best of the systems in place in your organization. You can get the best of the processes. But if the people who are running it at the end of the day do not do the things intelligently, honestly, and as it is desired of them, even the best of advanced IT cannot give you that competitive advantage or that customer satisfaction that you are seeking. So overall, this is an aid, this is a tool which will take you closer to your desire of getting optimum customer satisfaction. But this is not the panacea for everything. Everything that is a problem in your organization cannot be solved through IT only. In an organization with customer focused strategy, the employees are responsive to the customer requirements and are encouraged to be innovative. Innovation is something that you need to continuously try to do in your function also. The special benefits of advanced IT is to make real time data extensively available through tools such as enterprise resource planning, electronic data interchange, customer relationship management, and ability to link one activity to another. The more visible an organization is amongst its functions, the better it will be able to deliver externally to the customer. When the production person at the shop floor understands that his or her target is not only how much he is able to save in the shift or in the long term cost, but that saving finally leads somewhere, it's helping the organization reach its long term strategy, then only he or she will be able to deliver what is required out of them. So that overall, the big picture should be clear to employees across functions. Similarly, a salesperson who is working in the market, in the the fields, in the roads, wherever he is responsible for his territory, should also understand that there are constraints which people in finance have, which people in marketing have, which people in supply chain have. So, if this collaborative approach is fostered through an organization's vision, strategy, HR, etc., then all this will work very, very smoothly. Now, we will briefly touch upon what ERP is, what EDI is, and later on in our presentation today, we will also discuss in detail about the ERP and its role in supply chain, because it is of paramount importance. We need to know slightly more in detail about the ERP systems that are available today and how they help an organization become more and more agile. When ERP systems facilitate integrated operations and reporting to initiate, monitor, track critical activities such as order fulfillment, replenishment, etc. ERP systems also incorporate an integrated corporate-wide database, sometimes referred to as a data warehouse. So it's a one data warehouse where everybody's functions, everybody's transactions come, they get collected, and then they get dispensed off as management information to people who have the authorization to view such information. ERP systems typically include financial, accounting, human resource, production, materials management, such modules. What is EDI, electronic data interchange? It's a standard format for exchanging business data. It reduces the number of human work steps. Typical information transmitted by EDI includes transactional data, reporting planning data, which includes point of sale information, warehouse data, forecasts, etc. Enterprise supply chain operations. The specific model includes customer relationship management. These are new applications designed to facilitate information sharing between customers, sales force, and operations. So, one such example might be that the customer or your dealer or distributor can log in online into a system, into a web portal which is linked to your ERP, wherein he can see the stocks and place his orders. So, you do away with the old fashioned system of faxing an order, sending a courier, or calling up on telephone and putting an order. You put it, it's connected to your ERP, your logistics people who are responsible, or the warehouse people who are responsible for billing, get to see the order, they pick the order, they ship it out, provided other things like credit limit, etc., are in place. Logistics, it directs and monitors logistics activities, including finished goods inventory, warehouse, yard management, etc. Manufacturing operations, schedules and allocates production resources and determines component requirements from the planning. Like one example is the use of the PP module in the R3 or the APO in SAP. Purchasing, it initiates and tracks procurement activities including purchase order initiation, expediting, etc. Inventory deployment, it schedules and monitors material flows to meet production and deployment requirements. So, inventory management has a very critical role because it not only is responsible for ensuring that adequate inventory levels are available to internal customers when they need it, it can be the plant, it can be the salespeople, but also ensure that too much of working capital is not blocked as inventory, so meet the targets which are set upon by the company, including the days on hand, etc. Enterprise planning and monitoring. The modules include sales and operations planning. It describes the processes used to balance demand requirements and supply capabilities of its firm, of the firm. Supply chain visibility and event management. It tracks shipments while they are in transit and are increasingly capable of proactively suggesting changes in the supply chain flows to minimize the potential manufacturing shutdowns. Supply chain compliance systems, it monitors the component and product flow information to make sure that they comply with government and regulatory requirements, and they include your label claims, taxation, excise related, and certain other restrictions which are there. Now, in all this, we also need to know how the IT systems help in traceability. Supply chain traceability is something which is very important, and we need to understand how IT aids in this particular topic. For example, barcoding. It facilitates unique product identification system through using internal and international numbering systems. The supply chain traceability is very important. You need to have IT systems which help processes internally to be, you know, tracked, and also external movements also to be monitored. So one such system is barcoding. It facilitates unique product identification through using international numbering systems. So you need to register your barcodes and the systems, and there is unique IDs given to each organization. It promotes the brand image. It enables timely and accurate capture of product information. So you scan it, especially for products which are very small and the numbers are very high. Barcoding, you know, and scanning through the barcoding machines help the ERP get the information on a timely basis, and you save a lot of manual physical work. Benefits: it lowers inventory costs, lowers the overall supply chain costs, reduce costs for products, increasing efficiency, etc. Secondly, even more modern, the concept of RFID, radio frequency identification. It's a wireless automatic identification and data capture AIDC technology in which identification and automation data collection, it happens even more smoothly. You need not even scan. The moment the goods pass through a particular channel, it's automatically recorded by the system and it goes into the database. What are the attributes of an RFID? RFID tags come in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. It's easier to scan than a barcode. Ability to have the data in its memory changes as it moves along the supply chain from the manufacturer to the end consumer. It consists of an antenna or coil, a transceiver, and an RFID transponder. So you have the antenna, you have the transponder here, and it is finally linked to the laptop or the computer. Benefits of RFID: improve productivity and cost avoidance, decrease cycle time and taking costs out of the system, reduce rework, reduce business risk and control of assets, improved security and service, improved utilization of resources, finally increased revenues and exception handling and management. Onboard computers and satellite tracking. GPS is used to track and communicate with mobile or remote vehicles. GPS satellite tracking is made possible through a network of high-tech devices, including satellites, receivers, transmitters, etc. So not only do you want your vehicle to be tracked as it moves, you can also track some of your internal processes, although such satellite tracking is required when you want to track something which is moved out of your warehouse and is going to your warehouse or is going to your customer. Traditionally, earlier, the transport GPS systems used to be dependent on, it has to be fitted on a particular vehicle, but at times the drivers, etc., used to manipulate the devices. Nowadays it's even more advanced, wherein, you know, you can put devices just anywhere in the truck, cannot be tinkered, cannot be, you know, changed. So finally you get the information on the World Wide Web as to where your shipment is. It's linked to maps like Google Maps, and you know in how many hours it's going to reach. And even the service providers are now providing services where they handle the logistics of these devices. So a company is not responsible for returning the device when the truck reaches the destination. These companies are now nowadays tying up with other 3PLs to just distribute such tracking devices, so the customer who is using it doesn't have to bother about it. Now, as I said, we need to know a bit more in details about the ERP systems that most organizations use. So an ERP system basically has the following components, like customer relationship management, financial management, FICO, supply chain, which includes the SD and the MM modules in SAP, the manufacturing resource planning, the MRP, and the advanced version like APO, etc. is available. And you also have the human resource management. Now, to put it very briefly, an ERP has a lot of benefits for an organization. An ERP basically consolidates various standalone systems into one platform. What happened is we need to go back a few decades and understand that when computerization was being initiated throughout the globe, what happened was there were various small organizations which were working on individual facets, individual modules, individual programs which could be used by various organizations. So you will have your financial team working on a package, you will have the logistics working on another, you will have the taxation people on another system. At the end of the day, all these systems were different and they could not, the data could not be assimilated as information by a combination of all these. So you need to get it downloaded, then work on other Excel packages, etc., and then finally give information which would be in different formats. There could also be issues in terms of the accuracy of data. Then came the ERPs, which basically consolidated all this. So you have one single database server or a few of them, but where all the information from all the modules go and sit together and then they are churned out. So you do not have the issues of different formats or the accuracy of data is not a question ever. So the benefits of ERP, indirect benefits include better corporate image, improved customer goodwill, customer satisfaction. In terms of the image, it's today SAP, Oracle are so famous that when an organization says that it is on SAP, it speaks a lot about that organization. That itself enhances the image of the organization in the eyes of its customers or other stakeholders. A prospective employee who wishes to join that organization will feel much better if he or she knows that they are working on SAP. Fundamentally, the potential benefits are reduction of lead time, on-time shipments, reduction in cycle times, and better customer satisfaction. Other benefits include improved supplier performance, increased flexibility, reduction in quality costs, improved resource utility, improved information accuracy, and decision making ability. Now, how does the reduction of lead time happen? The lead time is the elapsed time between placing of an order and receiving it. It has great role in purchasing and inventory control. The consequences of non-availability of an item that is required for production can result in a lot of problems such as missing the delivery schedules, losing the customer to the competition. Thus, it's very important to have visibility as to where your material is at this point in time. So the company must ensure the lead time to be as minimum as possible. Lead time can be of two primary things: the incoming lead time, that is from your supplier to you, and your outgoing lead time, that is from you to your customer, which is again for the customer, you are the supplier. In order to reduce the lead times, the organization should have an efficient inventory management system which is integrated with the purchasing, production planning and production departments. ERP systems help in automating this task and thus make the inventory management efficient and effective. To give you an example of SAP, when the planning or the manufacturing team, they want a particular material, they can generate what is called a purchase requisition. The purchase requisition can be manually generated, or in good systems, the purchase requisition also is an automated fallout of the demand which flows from the sales forecast. So see the linkage. You have a forecast that gives rise to a dependent demand. The demand gives rise to a PR, or purchase requisition if it's an external material. That PR is authorized by the person who is responsible for authorizing it, and the procurement or the purchasing people can see a released PR and they automatically know that the plant needs material A, this much quantity, delivery by so and so date. They can just automatically convert that PR into a purchase order and send it to the vendor. So you have a visibility of the whole chain as to why I send a PO to my vendor of a particular quantity actually flows from the forecast, the sales demand which my customer generated somewhere. So that's the kind of linkages that we are talking about. ERP systems help in automating this task and thus make the inventory management and procurement efficient and effective. Reduction of lead time, the transit time. ERP systems, by virtue of their integrated nature and by the use of latest technologies such as EFTs and EDIs, reduce lead times and make it possible for the organizations to have items at the time they are needed. So, especially for the automobile sector, which is very heavily into JITs and Kanban, this is very, very important and useful. On-time shipment. With ERP systems, businesses are not limited to a single manufacturing method such as make to stock or make to order. Instead, many manufacturing and planning methods can be combined within the same operation with unlimited flexibility to choose the best method or combination of best methods for each product at each stage throughout its life cycle. So, that flexibility is given. ERP systems ensure on-time delivery of goods to customers by integrating the various business functions and automating the procedures and tasks. Reduction in the cycle time. Cycle time is a time between the receipt of the order and the delivery of the product. Manufacturing spectrum can be viewed in terms of make to order, where cycle time and cost of production are high, or can be made to stock, wherein, so made to stock is nothing but products which are regularly flowing in, you can have predefined inventory levels without even orders there in the pipeline. Or for a make to order, you will only start making when you receive the order and you will have your standard lead times in which you will need to deliver the products. In both cases, ERP systems can reduce the cycle time. Then another benefit is improved resource utilization. Manufacturers place increased emphasis upon planning and controlling capacity. The creation of an accurate, achievable production schedule requires the availability of both the material and the capacity. Now, the capacity planning features of most ERP systems offer both rough cut network planning and detailed capacity scheduling. The system loads each resources with production requirements from master production scheduling, MRP information and detailed capacity planning. So, the system in its, there is something called a master data. The master data in most ERP packages is the fixed information which defines a resource, defines a material, a types of material, whether planning is available for that material or it is a material for which you do not need to do automated planning. Then you have each of your resources, so a machine which is a formulating line or a packing line. So, these are all given particular names and its capacity is defined on a shift basis or on an hourly basis. So, when you load the production into the system and a resource is connected to it, then it automatically tells you when you need to start your production, when it will end, when there is a shutdown. If there is a maintained shutdown, it can also be maintained in the master. The ERP systems also have a simulation capability that helps the capacity and resource utilization scenarios and choose the most optimum option. Improved resource utilization. The efficient functioning of the different modules in the ERP system like manufacturing, materials management, maintenance, sales and distribution ensures that the inventory is kept to a minimum level. The goods are produced only as per the demand and the finished goods are delivered to the customer in the most efficient and the most quick manner possible. The ERP systems help the organization in drastically improving the capacity and resource utilization. So, if you have too many packing lines, you do not need them, or they are underutilized, you are paying overtime, etc. All this kind of information can be easily found out from an ERP system which earlier was more manual in nature. So, it finally also leads to better customer satisfaction. Customer satisfaction means meeting or exceeding the customer's requirement for a product or service. The degree of satisfaction can be assessed by using the following parameters. Product or service has the features that are most important to the customer. Response to the customer's demands in timely manner. So, firstly, we are saying the product what the customer desired. It should be in that shape, size, packing, etc. Secondly, the delivery requirements or the logistical requirements have to be met or exceeded. So, if the product had to be delivered within one day or on a particular promised day, it has to be delivered to the customer on that day. Product or services is free from defects and it performs as expected. With the introduction of web-based ERP systems, the customers can place the order, track the status of the order, and make the payment sitting at home. Getting the technical support by accessing the company's technical support knowledge base. Since technical support department have all the knowledge about the products and customers, hence customer will be served well, which will go in line with improving customer satisfaction. Of course, this is again a wish list. We as customers also at times face, say for example, if you look at banks, certain financial institutions, or even anybody who operates a call center today, it's supposed to be easily accessible. But the simplest thing is missed by most big corporations especially. Because when you call up a particular bank, the loop in which you get into, like you press 1 for this, press 2 for that, press 0 for that, you will keep on hunting, you will not get, you might have a problem which is not a standard problem. Then you need to have an option where you need to speak to somebody. That option at times is so well hidden in that web of options, sub-options, that the customer is totally lost. Then it undoes or undoes all the good work that you have done earlier in setting up such a good service center. So that also needs to be pragmatically analyzed and discussed before being set up. Improved information accuracy and decision making capability. In order to manage the information, in order to deliver high quality information to the decision maker at the right time, in order to automate the process of data collection, collation and refinement, organizations to make IT an ally, harness its full potential and use it in the best way. The major drawbacks of the legacy system was that it lacked this integrated approach. What basically ERP and good IT systems does is it integrates the organization. Standalone systems do not exist. You have one system, everybody talks to that system, everybody works on that system, everybody is in line with that system. Information was scattered throughout in which different systems existed in every department, which made the organization to have islands of information within the organization. Improved information accuracy and decision making capability. An organization cannot function as an island of different departments. The production planning data is required by the purchasing details are required for the finance, and it goes on and on. ERP systems help integrating all the information islands which were functioning in an isolated manner into a single system, and hence improve the executive's decision making ability. Another benefit of the ERP system is improving the supplier performance. The ERP systems contain features which support supplier management and control processes that help organizations in managing the supplier relations, monitoring vendor activities, and managing the supplier quality. Reduce quality costs. The quality management system in ERP also support benchmarking and using the optimal product design, process re-engineering and quality assurance data by all functional departments within the manufacturing enterprise and the continuous improvement of manufacturing methods. ERP systems also provide tools for implementing TQM within an organization, which again has twofold benefits: enhanced product quality and less customer complaints. ERP systems play a significant role in reducing the cost of quality by ensuring that the company has an efficient and effective quality assurance and management system. And finally, where does all this lead to? In modern world, in a very competitive environment, you need to have flexibility. So, flexibility is a key issue in the formulation of strategic plans. Sometimes flexibility means quickly changing something that is being done or completely changing to adjust to new product designs. Product flexibility is the ability of the operations to efficiently produce highly customized and unique products. ERP systems have the features that increase the flexibility both at the organization as a whole and the manufacturing operations. Now, flexibility not only means changing the design or adapting to what is a more innovative approach, it also means flexibility in the supply chain operations in order to meet a sudden increase in demand. how flexibly can you arrange for the components, how flexibly can you schedule your production, is your procurement team flexible enough, how does your inventory goals match with that. So in all these decisions which lead to efficiency and flexibility, ERP plays a very important role. So the role of the ERP is not limited to any particular facet of the organization, it percolates everywhere. And by virtue of the fact that it is a custodian of information from everywhere, it is in a better position to give meaningful information to all people concerned. So here we understand as to how increased flexibility is so important. ERP systems help the companies to remain flexible by making the company information available across the departmental barriers and by automating most of the processes and procedures, thus enabling the company to react quickly to the changing market conditions. So thus, whether you talk about ERP or good IT systems, the final aim is to make the organization more efficient and agile in order to effectively meet customer demand in the market. Finally, as we all know that the aim of logistics is to give that competitive advantage to the company. So one of the ways it does is by having good ERP system, good IT infrastructure, which will help the supply chain and the logistics team to deliver more with lesser cost. Thank you.